Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hundreds of people gathered in Nashville last night at a vigil to honor the victims of Monday's shooting at a Christian school that left three children and three adults dead. The 28-year-old shooter was killed by police, and there's still no word on a motive. Alexis Marshall from member station WPLN has more.
Attendees said they felt scared, angry, and overwhelmingly sad. That was the main emotion for Phyllis Morrow, a grandmother of three. She says action needs to be taken to protect school children from gun violence.
Do extensive background on the individuals who purchased the gun, who purchased firearms, especially when they purchased them in the excess.
Morrow says she owns a gun herself and went through a thorough background check in order to get it for her own protection. The person who opened fire at the Covenant School showed up with two assault-style weapons and a handgun, and had a total of seven firearms, all legally obtained, according to police. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Marshall in Nashville.
The president of Taiwan is traveling through the U.S. this week as Washington urges Beijing not to overreact to a possible meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
I will let Beijing speak for itself, and I'm certainly not going to speak for Speaker McCarthy or his agenda. There is no reason, none, for the Chinese to overreact.
China has threatened to retaliate if President Tsai Ing-wen meets with McCarthy. She landed in the U.S. today and heads to Guatemala and Belize before stopping briefly in Los Angeles on her way back to Taiwan. It's there that she has a scheduled meeting with McCarthy. Republican lawmakers in Montana have passed a bill to ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth. It now heads to the state's Republican governor's desk. Montana Public Radio Shaylee Rager has more.
In addition to criminalizing gender-affirming care for minors, the bill would also bar state employees from publicly affirming a minor's transition and restrict public funds from covering gender-affirming care. Opponents, including medical experts and transgender Montanans, say the bill bans best practice medical care and would lead to higher rates of depression. Supporters say minors are too young to make decisions about medical treatments that can have long-lasting impacts. The American Medical Association says gender-affirming care is medically necessary. The state's Republican supermajority passed the bill largely along party lines. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Riker in Helena, Montana.
World financial markets, Asian markets closed in mixed territory. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down 0.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up more than 0.5%. U.S. futures contracts trading higher. This is NPR. House Republicans today are set to pass a massive energy package that counters nearly all of President Biden's agenda to address climate change. The bill seeks to boost domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal, ease permitting restrictions that delay pipelines and refineries. Democrats say the bill rewards polluters and is a gift to major oil companies. It does face an uphill battle in the Senate. A new Major League Baseball season opens today, and while it will be a long 7 months until a champion is crowned, getting there will be faster. That's because baseball will now use a pitch clock, which could dramatically shorten game times. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Welcome to baseball's speedy era, relatively speaking. Major League games often topped 3 hours, and baseball officials say fans didn't like it. The pitch clock is intended to shorten games to around 2.5 hours. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says it'll restore baseball to when it was the most popular. Pitchers will have 20 seconds to deliver the ball when runners are on base, 15 seconds when the bases are empty. If they don't throw in time, the umpire calls a ball. Batters will have to be in the batter's box preparing to hit, with at least 8 seconds on the clock. If they're not, the ump calls a strike. There's hope other rule changes, bigger bases and not allowing defensive shifts by infielders, will lead to more stolen bases and hits as a way to ramp up on-field action. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures are trading higher at this hour, up about 1% at $73.70 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.